Well, this morning we are joined on the phone by Zach Pearsall. He is the media representative with Narcanon Arrowhead Agency, and we're going to talk a little bit about drug use and alcohol use, especially during the holiday season coming up so quickly. Zach, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about alcohol and drug use over the holidays. Does it really increase?
Yes, sir. From some recent studies that we've done, we have actually seen a huge increase in the amount of, you know, overdoses, suicide attempts, different physical injuries, and deaths, you know, resulting from drug and alcohol abuse.
Does business at Narcanon pick up during the holidays?
Yes, sir. We actually get our phone lines really pick up. We get a lot of phone calls coming in from family members who are concerned, that have questions, because, you know, over the holidays, it's really a time that the family kind of, their eyes are open to how serious the issue is.
Is it during or before or after the holidays that things really pick up?
It's usually right after the holidays, right after Christmas, right after New Year's, right after Thanksgiving. You know, that's when we see a huge increase in the amount of calls coming into the facility.
Wow. Well, how do people fall into that trap in the first place?
You know, more often than not, addiction is going to begin from some kind of a problem or discomfort. It could be anything from peer pressure. It could be a loss in the family, a divorce. A lot of different things factor into that.
Well, I suppose there are a lot of different triggers. Sometimes just stress of being around the family like that if you're not in an ideal family situation.
Right.
Well, I'm sure you've seen a little bit of everything during the course of your time there. But as far as the addicted person themselves, how does it affect them during the holidays?
You know, during the holidays, it's usually a pretty dark period for an addict because they're around family. They see everyone doing well. They see everyone having a good time enjoying themselves, and they really kind of, they look at themselves and they feel guilty for what they're doing. The depression kind of takes over, so they really get down on themselves, and more often than not, they just use more drugs to kind of mask that pain. It creates a temporary fix for a long-term problem.
So for someone who really isn't doing their own thinking, it's difficult to see other people happy?
That's right.
That's a tough position to be in.
Definitely. It's a very awkward position for a person to be in.
Well, and it's also uncomfortable, I suppose, for those around them.
Right.
Do you hear that a lot when you hear stories from folks that maybe want to check into the services and see what things maybe need to be done about some of the awkward situations that have come up like that during the holidays?
Right. And a lot of times an individual will even try to avoid the holidays because they simply feel awkward when they're there because they know, you know, they're going to have to use drugs at some point in time, and if they use it while they're around the family members, they kind of feel like they're doing something wrong. And it's a downward spiral. So no matter what they do, it's bad.
Are there certain signs, Zach, that we should look for?
Yes, sir. There's a lot of things, you know, no matter what kind of addiction it is, one of the main things you're going to look for is someone disconnecting. They really seclude themselves, and they don't want to be a part of the family activities. So that's one thing that's a big red flag. You know, a lot of times you'll see a big behavior change, change in their physical appearance. They lose weight. They're not eating. You know, it's small things like that that you have to look for that are, you know, pretty good indicators of what's going on.
But if we see those things, aren't the holidays kind of a difficult time to approach someone about an issue like that?
Right. It is tough. It's an awkward position because, you know, sometimes if you approach an individual about the addiction, it can drive them off. They'll leave and they'll go and use more drugs. And, you know, if they take that one extra pill or, you know, put a little bit too much in the syringe, that could be the last time that they ever do that again. You know, they can end their life. So it's a very fragile situation. And a lot of times what's best is for the family to get together with each other after the holiday and say, listen, you know, Joey needs help. We need to figure out a solution to this. We need to call, and we need some help. So that's usually the best avenue to take as far as, you know, trying to get someone help during the holiday season.
Yeah, but Joey's usually not in on that conversation, is he?
Right. Joey is not in on the conversation. It's, you know, once they figure out a solution, that's whenever they approach him.
Is it maybe best just not to approach someone as long as there's not a disruptive incident that goes on during a family gathering?
Yeah, I mean, unless the individual is acting out or making a scene, there's really no reason to approach them and say, you know, what's going on? We know you're using drugs. You know, you don't want to put them in that position because they already feel guilty. They're already depressed. That only just adds to the problem.
Are there other emotions, Zach, that they might go through? Do they feel maybe disconnected from their family?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, there comes a point when you're an addict that you just really, you know what you're doing is wrong. You don't know the solution to the problem, so the only thing you do is you use more drugs because it just creates a Band-Aid. It's kind of it just numbs the pain. You forget about it for 2 or 3 hours until you start to sober up, and then they use more drugs. So it's just a vicious cycle that just repeats itself.
It's a lot of ways. It's just a mask is all it is. It's
right.
You use that to mask all the other issues that are going on. And, the only time sometimes you can get along with people is because you're used to that situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's tough to be in it. And that's why it's a cycle that needs to be broken. So, all right, well, let's say we get together for the holidays. We see that there's an issue with maybe a loved one or a friend that needs some assistance. What do we do? How do we take it from there?
You know, my suggestion, and to the viewers that are listening, for a family member, the first thing they need to do is get educated. Look into it. Learn as much as you can about addiction. Learn as much as you can about drugs and their effects on the mind and body. And, the next thing is to really establish a strong communication line with the addict. Let them know, I'm here to help you. Anything you need, we're here for you. Just to, a lot of times that's all a person wants is to know that someone cares. So, really, that's my suggestion to the family members out there that are dealing with an addict.
Well, I find it interesting that you say that the family members themselves, not just the addict, should look to get themselves educated. Will that help them understand what the addict is going through and getting the right help?
Exactly, because a lot of times a family member might say, they get mad at them and they say, why don't they just quit? What's wrong with them? What's wrong with them? Why are they acting like that? There's a lot of things that factor into addiction. There's a physical side. A person becomes physically dependent on the substance. So the more that they can educate themselves, the better off the whole situation is going to be.
Well, and in some cases, we might only see these people a few times a year during holidays or other family gatherings. So
exactly.
You kind of don't want to ruin things, and you don't want to jump in if you're not absolutely sure. I suppose that's part of the problem with family is unless you feel like you're absolutely certain, you really don't want to approach people about an issue like this.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, if it's a family member, you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But there comes a point when, those indicators are just way too obvious. You know what's going on. And, sometimes it comes to a point where an individual actually approach the family and say, I need to tell you guys something. I need help. So, there's a lot of different situations that occur.
Well, it would be great if they were all situations like that, but that's
exactly.
Not the norm, unfortunately. So folks want to look for help during the holidays, especially during the holidays. Where can they find the help? Narcanon, are you open during the holiday season?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We actually have a toll-free line. It's 800 line. An individual can call in at any point in time. We offer free counseling. We have assessments and referrals to other treatment facilities. And we also have a lot of literature that we can get out to people. We're here to help any way we can. And that toll-free number is 1-800-468-6933.
Very good. Well, the holiday season, always a season of hope. Think about those folks who are out there stuck in that cycle of addiction. It's just hopeless, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a tough spot for anyone to be in.
But it's not a place that you can't get out of with the right kind of support and the right kind of help. And
exactly.
Folks can find that.
Hope.
Great. So if they want to know more, do call that number, get on the website, check all that out, and help out that person. Make this one of their better Christmases ever, maybe, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes,
great.
Sir.
Well, Zach, thanks for the information. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.